You've got five kids, and yes, that's a pretty... You say you're quite indolent, but that's quite an impetus to keep going, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Okay, so...
So here's my theory on that. Mm-hmm. Is that here, I have a big... You should look into this. The actors and comedians who have children, the actors and comedians who don't have children.
Right.
The devotion to the career of the comedians who don't have children... compared and contrasted with those who do. Because those that do...
It's a PhD study.
Oh, it is. I bang on about this all the time. The ones that do, that's where all your nurturing and creating goes, basically.
Yeah.
And the work is on the side, right? It's not up front and centre. The ones who don't often have the more glorious careers because all their energy... You don't have, kids, you don't have... time to be thinking about. It's a thing you go, oh yeah, I'm doing that, aren't I?
And it may lead, of course, that may lead to some of the more ragged work that we do. I myself became quite notorious for a series of commercials once. People didn't realise.
I've done commercials.
But that coincided lovely. The lovely old pile of bricks I live in on Blackheath, the house that Daz built. And I'm afraid that overrided leaving my reputation for the ages.
Yeah. Do you know what? I identify with that. I have a nice pile of bricks as well. Well, it becomes different, and so I don't have I can't say this without music playing. And that is why I am determined that today's comedians will have children, and they will do work that is sometimes beneath them, because they will earn, and those children shall holiday well.
I find as well, if your old man's still alive, and your old man's anything like me, if you said to him, I'm turning down all this money to advertise soap powder. Why would you do that?
Exactly.
Well, because
I never said
your crackers. Your crackers. But fortunately, I say you're in a position whereby, yes, you can say, well, I did this and I did this. Which leads you onto
important.
The stage right now, of course.
Yes,
let me ask you a couple of... I know you've got to go. A couple of questions. It's about the performance you're in right now. Are you on stage from the get-go, from the very first scene?
Yes.
The curtain rises, you're on stage.
No, I'm well, people will discover this. It's all about an amateur operatic society.
Yes.
So I'm actually in the auditorium at the beginning, and then I get on the stage. I do have breaks. I did a play last year. The first play I'd ever done was with Kenneth Branagh, so that was very much in at the deep end in Belfast for 3 weeks, and I was on stage in that from beginning to end.
Reason I ask is because my limited stage experience, narrator in Rocky Horror Show, liked him, found the walk, loved the guy, miss him a bit. Anyway, but I when you're not on stage, you think everyone's doing really terrifically, and you've got to make the entrance again. Yeah,
no, I don't think that.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, well done, you. Well done. Then again, I'm not of the theatre. You can't wait to get out there and wrestle.
Have lots of experience standing at the side of the stage as well.
Exactly. Well, I'm as insecure as the next man, but not if the next man is you.